The question arises, how was the basilica built in 5 years? The answer, simultaneously.
That is the voice of Tony Award-winning actor Brian Dennehy. He narrates this 60-minute story of the basilica. Rung and her staff found some interesting behind-the-scenes stories in the building of OLV, including new information about the French-born architect who Father Baker hired to design this amazing structure.
There were many things that we discovered, very interesting things, such as the architect Emil Ulrich had originally, he was from Cleveland, Ohio, but he had actually built St. Mary of the Angels Church in Olean prior to coming here to build Our Lady of Victory Basilica. So Father Baker learned about the architect through going to visit St. Mary's in Olean when he was there to do an opening mass for that particular church. So when he was ready to build his own church, the basilica, this is the architect that he looked at and actually ended up hiring for the job. So that was rather interesting. There wasn't very many, I couldn't find any other local, actually Western New York buildings built by this architect. Most of his work was in Cleveland and Cincinnati, Ohio.
And like the many area orphan children that Father Baker cared for in his orphanage, producers also learned that the architect himself was an orphan.
Isn't that interesting? It was hard to get any real specific verification on some of the things from this gentleman because he was from Paris. He came here. But that was one of the items that we did come up with. It was stated by one of the women that we interviewed, Rebecca Barrett, and she's a historian, and she was one who came up with that.
In conducting research, Daybreak uncovered a letter, learning the dome of the basilica actually collapsed during construction.
You know, when Bob Karaszewski, the producer, he's reading this letter, and he's showing it to me, and it was a letter written by Emil Ulrich to Father Baker, and we're looking at this letter, and it's dawning on us what this letter is actually saying, because nobody knew this, even at Our Lady of Victory Basilica. No one knew this had happened. And we took it to, you know, we discussed it with architects and engineers to make sure we were making sense of what it said. And when we realized that that had happened, we were like, wow.
And how did they resolve that?
Well, it was apparently there was a ring that was not improperly at the top of the actual dome, which would hold the load-bearing weight of the dome, and that is what was the problem, and they had to repair it, you know. But there was some damage that had been done, but there was we didn't find any reports of injury or anything to that effect.
This massive structure included marble shipped from overseas.
The shipping and the moving of products from the United States, across the United States, as well as from Europe, shipping these huge pieces of finished marble work, that must have been a tremendous undertaking in itself, and actually held up the opening of the basilica because some of those pieces could not arrive in time.
They were really very, very fortunate in talent of the other workers that did work the inside, the sculptors, the painters, the frescoers, everyone, all the metal work on the outside, the angels, and just amazing. Quite miraculous. I think they got it done in 5 years.
What else did you learn of those massive details that are inside, too, the structure? How do you highlight that in this piece?
It's actually, it's interesting the way it's highlighted. I mean, the statue, for instance, outside, when you're walking, you see that huge statue of the Blessed Mother. Before you even come in, that's a 16,000-pound statue, you know, just tremendous, that needed additional support on the inside of the building just to hold her there because she's weighed so much.
Father Baker managed to pay for the basilica without getting the parish into debt through his fundraising campaigns.
It is incredible. It really is. With the different writing campaigns across the United States, people donating money, having their names put on blocks of marble, you know, for sponsorship. Incredible, absolutely incredible.
It seems to me that whether you're a Catholic or not, this is a great work of art. I like to think of a building, and in this case I would say Father Baker's shrine, Our Lady of Victory, is a great sermon that he wrote. It's a great sermon that lives on after his death. He continues to speak to people today.
The Basilica is a national shrine to Our Lady of Victory. It also serves as the final resting place for a man who remains in consideration for possible sainthood, Father Nelson Baker. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.